some mixed emotions, I guess. So it really, it's been an honor and privilege to work with this organization over the last 28 years. And I think, you know, I was very proud to be a small part of that contribution. But just the whole team here, it's just an amazing team, and it continues to deliver for the patients in our community. I think we've done a lot of work on certainly creating a culture and environment that supports the highest quality care that we can provide. And in spite of many, many challenges, as you know, in our health system and, you know, growing demand for services and so on and so forth, having that culture within the organization has certainly made us more resilient, better communicators, and make us work better as a team so that we're there when people need us the most. Our success is really dependent on, you know, the community taking ownership in terms of it's their hospital and it's their health service, their local health system. And the grassroots support that we get from the community year in and year out is fantastic. And I think having that kind of ownership also is reflected in the volunteers that work here and our foundation and kind of permeates through the fabric of our community. Because we've had a real strong team here, that has given me some opportunity to do some pretty exciting things in terms of my work with the Ontario Hospital Association and on a regional level with our regional partners here. So it is always a challenge to communicate and to advocate around uniqueness of the North and how sometimes Toronto-made solutions don't necessarily work well for us. So it's really a constant work that needs to be done.